Let's go to our next caller in Chicago, Illinois. Jimmy, how can I help you?
I have a question about original sin and why it was passed down to us from Adam and Eve.
Good. Jimmy, if you don't mind me asking, how old are you?
Oh, I'm 10.
Great. I thought you were around that age. It's good to hear from younger people, and I'm very, very impressed with the intelligence of your question. You are to be commended, as are your parents, who are obviously doing a good job trying to raise you in the faith, and you should be very proud of your parents, too. Jimmy, what was passed down was human nature as it really was at that time. So this is going, I think at 10 you can understand this. When Adam and Eve were in the non-fallen state, before they sinned, right? And the fancy word for that is the preternatural state. They had all the spiritual gifts that God wanted us to have. They had harmony. They were in right relationship. They had harmony between themselves and God. They had harmony between themselves. Adam and Eve had perfect harmony as human persons, as the original couple. And they had harmony with all of creation as well. And they also had harmony with themselves, their intellect, their reasoning, their mind, their will, and their emotions, their desires, all lined up in a harmonious way that right now we only can think about. We don't experience that ourselves normally, and so we can only kind of stand in awe of it. That was all the gifts they had, including more. But when they chose to sin, because the consequences of sin are so, so serious, when they chose to sin, when they chose to reject God and God's offer of relationship, God's offer of friendship, when they chose not to love God but to love themselves more than God and to doubt God's goodness, they lost that harmony with God. Not because God changed, but because they change. They chose to be different. And that choice disrupted everything. It's like, if you will, with Legos, or maybe better is those building blocks that you might have played with when you were younger. You know, you take out one building block and the whole structure can fall down. Well, sure enough, this one factor, harmony with God, once they rejected that, the whole thing came tumbling down. And so their very nature was changed. They were less than they used to be. Sin makes us less. And so they no longer had harmony with God. They no longer had harmony with each other. They no longer had harmony with the earth, with creation. And they no longer had harmony internal to themselves. And that is the result of the fall. And that human nature that Adam and Eve had was the only human nature there was to hand on, a fallen human nature. So the effects of the fall are handed down to us, and we receive human nature as it is. And human nature now is not in its natural state in harmony with God. That's why it needs to be placed in harmony with God by grace, by God's help, and that's done through baptism. So we inherit the one human nature that is, that's a fallen human nature. Does that make sense,
okay,
Jimmy?
It makes sense, but I have one more. I have another question. Does when they ate from the fruit of good and evil, they knew what was wrong and what was right. But how did that get passed down from them to
well,
us?
Yeah, well, we are naturally still good. We're created in the image and likeness of God. Even though we inherit these disharmonies that were caused by original sin and all the actual sins since then, we still are basically good, created in the image and likeness of God. And part of that goodness is that we have reason and will. We can think and we can choose. And our thinking isn't so obscured by sin that we can, if we work at it, we can, if we work at it, come to know what is true and what is good. So a person, if they sit down and think about it and work hard at thinking correctly, they can know it's wrong to steal. They can learn that it's wrong to hurt another person, to hate another person, to harm another person. They can figure out that it's wrong to lie to another person. And the whole, you know, all of that can be grasped by our intellect, by our reasoning. But, of course, one person on his or her own would have difficulty coming up with all the good. So we're taught, and our parents teach us right from wrong, good from evil, because they've figured it out. And they have had the guidance of God, because God wants us to know. So God reveals to us the moral truth about good and evil. And that is handed on through teaching. But there is in us that conscience that can grasp the truth of that teaching when it comes to what we call, of course, the Ten Commandments.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Father. I've learned a lot from this. And I hope to learn even more next time if
Jimmy,
I need any more help.
Yeah, call anytime. We love it when children call, especially people who are involved in homeschooling. So God bless you and your family in this upcoming Christmas season, and the best of blessings for 2019. Thank your parents, and God bless you.
Thank you.